Good morning. So I'm Dave from Gloucester City Mission. I'm going to be talking super, super briefly, and then I'm going to be handing over to Nick Penny, who's going to be talking a little bit more. I just really wanted to kind of introduce myself, really, as many of you will maybe know Mike Curtis, who headed up City Mission before myself. So Mike retired a little while ago. I know he still comes out and does a lot of speaking engagements and comes and sees people and talks to people about Gloucester City Mission and what we're doing and where we're at. But I just want to kind of gauge in the room if this is one of the churches that Mike comes to, so I can kind of... No. Okay. So we start from the beginning. Okay. That's fine. So a long, long time... No, I'm joking. It's fine. So Gloucester City Mission, just to give you a real kind of quick overview... started about 14, 15 years ago. It serves the city of Gloucester and further afield, and our aim really is to serve Christ in the city, and by doing that we work a lot with the homeless and with the vulnerable in the city of Gloucester and slightly further afield. So you know, with that in mind, there's lots of ways we kind of do that. So we have like a food program on a Wednesday, and we have an outreach team that goes out on a Wednesday as well to reach people that can't come into the centre. We team up with the NHS. We have the homeless healthcare team with us. We have doctors and nurses on site. So four doctors a week. They come in the mornings, and we have nurses on site 5 days a week. So people can come and pick up prescriptions, get bandages changed, have those wounds washed and have fresh bandages put on. They can come and have a shower, they can come and get their clothes washed, pick up new clothes. We have drug and alcohol workers that come in with us.
So can I just ask, where is that physically in Gloucester?
That is on Great Western Road. So do you know where the food bank is in Gloucester? Yeah, so we're the same building as the food bank. We're just the other side of the wall. So that's all right. So we meet in there. We open up twice a week in the afternoons for people to come in, have showers and wash the clothes. And then the Wednesdays, the food provision that we do. We also have an outreach team that goes out on a Saturday night. And we have drug and alcohol workers that come in. We have housing workers that come in to help people who are in accommodation maintain that accommodation. And people who are not in accommodation find accommodations. We have different types of workers for that as well. We've started running another project recently, which Nick is now going to talk about, and then I'm going to come back and finish off, and then we're all going to have a nice roast dinner.
Nice.
That's the plan. That's what I heard.
Thanks, Dave. Is this working? Can you hear me? Perfect. Yeah, so Dave's given you a little brief overview there about the City Mission and some of the work we do. I'm just going to talk to you for about 5-10 minutes about basically what brought me to working for the City Mission, and also one of the projects that we've got up and running now, which you may or may not heard that we've actually opened up a winter night shelter. So yeah, I'll just talk about that, and then Dave will come back and tell you the rest of the update about what the City Mission's been doing. So I'm the newest member of the team at the City Mission. I've only been working there for 6 months. So really new, in fact. Dave's the one who does all the public speaking, so as you can tell, I'm probably pretty nervous because I'm normally behind scenes making sure things work okay. But yeah, I've been sort of volunteering in the field more with addiction for the last sort of 10 years. And what I found is that when you're working with people with problems with addiction, mental health, homelessness just crosses over it. And that's what I found. I was going out, as Dave spoke about, the soup runs that went out on a Saturday night. That was my first sort of dip in my toe. Went out and just saw how much need there was in the city. Like I say, I'd had issues in the past with addiction. I've been free of drug and alcohol for like 10 years now. And that's what brought me into it. And actually, it was my faith that saved me. So going out, meeting these guys and seeing how much need there was, it was a bit of a call from that point on to actually do a bit more and get involved. So I sort of found myself on the soup run. I heard about Gloucester City Mission. So I thought I'd go down and see what they were about. That led to me going up to my other job where I work at Gloucester Cathedral, again operational, so completely different, and saying, do you know what, I'd like to go part-time so I can do a bit more of this work. And they were brilliant, and that's what they've allowed me to do. So now I work for Gloucester Cathedral, and I also work for the City Mission. It was a really interesting time to get involved, you know. Last year, they did open up a bit of a shelter. The way it works in Gloucester is, there was a night shelter. I should start with that. That night shelter actually closed about 5 years ago. We used to have a night shelter, we used to have a day centre, and there was a really good resource, you know, for people that were in need. That night shelter closed, and there was a big void, really, for quite a few years. And if any of you go into Gloucester, it's not hard to see that the problem, you know, has got increased. It's a lot more visual now. Most of the shop doorways, when you walk past, you'll see people in there in the daytime and at night time. So when it's really cold and it's predicted to go below zero for three nights in a row, there's this thing called SWEP, and it's called by the council, and they've basically then, the council's got a duty of care to home everybody regardless of their situation. So last year, City Mission opened up when they called SWEP. So that started a little process, and it was quite successful. You know, we got some people off the streets on the cold nights, but we decided this year, actually, we need to do more than that, you know. We don't just want to do it sporadically, because it could be, you know, it could be raining and 1 degree, and we wouldn't have been able to open. So we went back, set up a bit of a plan. The plan was to open from the 1st of December through to the 31st of March, and that's what we set out to do. We had some issues along the way. You know, does anybody in here actually work for the council at all? There's one. Okay, I will, not a single yet, no one else saw that, it's fine, but I'll just modify what I say slightly. We had a few issues, you know. We needed to get a change of usage on the building to allow us to open up, and there we came across a lot of resistance in the city, you know. A lot of people don't want to see a shelter. They think that it attracts homeless people to the city. You know, and there is an argument that if someone was homeless in some of the towns or cities around us, you know, they probably will come in, but they are there, you know, and they're on the street, and we've actually got a facility now where we're open. So the George Whitfield Centre, which is our home, before, if Mike had ever come out and spoke to you, I mean, it started with one man going out in a backpack with some sandwiches and some Bible tracts, you know. Now that's moved on. We've got this resource in this building. So that's what we've opened up now. We can accommodate 15 people. We take male and female, and we're open 7 nights a week. How it looks is we open up. It runs from 8 in the evening to 8 in the morning. We have volunteers that come in. They serve a bit of food, bit of tea and coffee, that sort of thing. Because, you know, it's fellowship as well. Actually, these people are used to sitting on a street and just people walking past, ignoring them. You know. And actually coming in, it's not just about the shelter, having something to eat, having a shower, being able to wash their clothes, and just have people talk to them, you know, like normal people. It just makes a massive impact. There is a lot of mental health. You know, everybody that comes through that door has got anxiety issues, you know, low self-esteem, low self-worth. And actually, this is where we can help across the board, not just with accommodation. The volunteers will stay till about 10 o'clock. Volunteers go home, and then we'll have 2 paid members of staff that will stay on and manage it through the night. So it's a well-run project. We've been open now for 4 weeks, and like I say, we initially did have a lot of resistance to what we wanted to do. We weren't asking for any money for the council. All we needed was a change of usage on the building. Did anybody see it in the news around Christmas time? Yeah. So what happened was, as it was getting closer, there was no objections. There was just piles of letters of support, because everybody in the city, you know, could see that there's a need. And it went to the very last day, and then an objection came in from an internal council objection. And it was looking like the whole project was going to be written off, basically. But, you know, like you saw in the news, a lot of good people got behind us, and it sort of publicised the fact. And actually, the council turned around and said, OK, no, we will give you the change of usage and allow us to open. There's some other interesting facts that have been in the news recently around homelessness in the city. You might have seen that people are saying that there's actually been a 35% reduction in homelessness in the city. And what I can say is that isn't true. You know, those figures nationally have gone up. That's the seventh year in a row that they've seen an increase. Gloucester apparently has seen a 35% decrease. Now, it doesn't stack up, you know. If you walk round, you can see it. You know, the way that count is done is a street count. They walk out, they count the people they see, they don't go off the beaten track, and then they sit down and try and draw up a list of who they think's homeless. You know, and there were some pretty shocking examples there. You know, there was a chap that was, well, what do you think? If someone put this guy in front of you, would you say he was homeless? He was sleeping in a derelict caravan, the windows were cracked, there's no running water, no toilet facilities, and it's on someone else's land. Well, they deemed that man not to be homeless because the owner of the land actually said he didn't mind if he stayed in that caravan. So that's where these figures have come down from. You know, what I can say is in the 4 weeks we've been open, we've had over 40 individuals referred into that night shelter. You know, and that's not us like going just grabbing people from over. They're referred into us, you know, from outside organisations. So it shows that figure. I can take you to squats in the city where there's people that don't want to come into the night shelter. So that figure's probably between 50 and 60. You know, that's where we're looking at. And Gloucester's not that big to have that many people, you know, out on the streets. So that's why, you know, it is a really good project. We will run through to the end of March, the 31st of March. And then that permission now that we've got it is for every year. So next year we'll be open up on the 1st of December like we wanted to. You know, we've been working in partnership with the Mayor. So I know there's some other people in here who are already doing stuff with the Mayor. So they're part funding the project with us. Like I say, we haven't taken any money off the council, so we're not beholden to anybody in that way. We're funded. A Mayor's are coming in with half the money, and we're going out and finding the other half. You know, God pays for what He orders, doesn't He? You know, so I know we'll get there. You know, I'm not worried about that. I mean, the whole project will run. It will cost about £32,000 to put on, so it's not a cheap project. But if you look over the course of the months we've been running, how many people would have had a bed for the night and a meal? Actually, it's quite cheap when you look at it, you know. So, yeah, a mess will kick in half the money. We've already fundraised a part of it. So, actually, we're looking at about £8,500 left to find. So, we're getting there. We are getting there. But, obviously, if anybody feels that they want to support us financially, come and see us at the end. We would love to take your money. But there's other ways you can get involved as well. Like I say, every night we've got four or five volunteers that are coming in, cooking up a meal for the guys and girls, or just serving out a meal that's already been prepared in the day. Tea, coffee, fellowship. If you can play Monopoly, the guys and girls in there love Monopoly. Come and have a game. And the other thing is social media, Facebook. You know, you'll see this Gloucester City Mission page. You know, just liking that and sharing it. You'll see there's little updates that pop up around the winter night shelter. And the more we can get that out to people, the more help that we can get, you know. It is, if you think that the Gloucester City Mission, what we pack a good punch, you know. Dave's actually a full-time member of staff. I'm part-time. And we've got another part-time administrator. So the whole lot runs on a shoestring, really. You know, so it's good that the money that you give actually goes to where it's needed, you know. Actually, it's spent on supporting the people rather than huge members of staff with nice cars. I think that's really in a nutshell the sort of winter night shelter project. Dave's going to come on and do a bit more of a talk around generally around the city mission. But if you think you can help out with financially or time or donations or anything else, just please come and see us at the end and we'll give you a bit more information. All right, thanks a lot. I'll just pass you back over to Dave.
I'm going to have a bash with the Britney headset now. I do quite like things like this, actually. It's quite nice not having your hands holding something. Just got to set my... I see a clock up there, but I set my phone up there as well, so I don't talk too long. Is this loud? Can you hear me? Is this loud enough? Yeah? Yeah? Excellent. Good stuff. So, yeah, Nick has spoken about the winter shelter. He's spoken about some of the council objections, and he's spoken about some of the issues and things that we've had in setting up the project. The reason Nick asked about the council... Do you work for the council or a council member? Oh, that's fine. Great stuff. Fine. Basically, last year, I was talking in a couple of churches, one church, and I think a church in a Rotary group meeting.